Hey, it's Ryan. This week I'm ready to kick off my 2025 mock draft. What are you guys thinking?
Hey, it's Jamin. Right now I'm just trying to figure out which one of these five teams suck the most.
Hey, it's Casey. Guys, it might be time to get spicy.
Really? Spice, right?
Just white guy spice.
Oh, okay, we're fine.
It's like cooking a grilled cheese with mayonnaise.
Ooh.
Yeah, it definitely saw it going all the way down the left. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome back in. Just another football show.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Is there even football?
It is officially the offseason.
There was
the draft is over, so yeah. I get to stop paying attention.
Yeah, the draft is over.
I'm in that depressed phase.
Yeah,
we're struggling like for things to talk about.
Yeah, like that last couple of days of Christmas vacation after New Year before school starts up where you're just depressed because you have to go back.
It's coming.
Like any kind of Sunday.
Yeah.
Where you're just like on the brink of...
Unless it's football season. You feel good about Sunday.
Yeah.
Unless any non-football
season. Then there's Sundays that never end.
But football doesn't actually stop. There's always this constantly news. There's constantly analysis, which is what we do, right? I think
we try
technically.
We're trying.
So we do have what
ranking things.
I think we did top and bottom. We decided we're going to do top and bottom five.
As I listed it way too early, but here it is.
I mean,
well, I know we like to do a top and bottom five before we talk to fans, right? Which we will do.
I get swayed.
We're a couple months away from that, right? It's usually right after 4th of July. It'll probably be right after my Vegas vacation. We'll come back and start doing
great
the old
movie, by the way.
Start doing the old fan interviews and talking teams and getting feels and yeah, Ryan, like you said, it absolutely
it
leads
does.
To you sort of maybe getting sold on some team. So before any of that, I think a lot of rosters are pretty well set. We're not going to have a lot going on. There are still some free agents out there that may, you know, that are going to find their way onto teams. But I think for the most part, we should have a good feel for at least how we think these teams are going to be right now. So why not do it now? Get them out there. Let people argue with us about it. And, you know, then after we talk to fans, obviously, we'll do a top and bottom five on opening day.
Some would say this is the best time to do it because, like, we haven't gone through a training camp where some starter gets injured or something like that.
We haven't seen anything yet, and I'm sure we'll probably
everything's on
this again at a certain
point. Pure analysis of speculative rosters.
Exactly. And there was part of me that was really excited to do this because I talked about it, how post-draft I was high on the Vikings again, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm not that fucking high on the Vikings.
Are you could be high, but not top five high,
not
right?
Not top five high, no. No,
no that's the other thing. There's a lot of wiggle room when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling through news here. There were some signings, right?
So a team went all in.
Extensions, things like that.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually even talked about...
like Mekhi Becton, right?
I don't know that we talked about Zeke when he... like.
We hadn't yet.
It hadn't happened yet.
It hadn't happened yet. Zeke signed us. I think it was like all expected. It had been expected for like a week.
For a long time.
And the Cowboys finally brought him back.
And this is just a shit show. I was talking to Casey about it. Ryan, I'm sure you saw this as well. For one, they're paying Zeke more money on his old contract than they currently are the new contract. So they're paying Zeke twice. Is he getting two checks? That's what I want to know.
That's double taxation. I think that's illegal.
Probably is. If there's a person that's doing it, you mean to tell me it's not Jerry Jones? Yeah. But they're also paying Zeke a combined amount that is equivalent to what Derrick Henry was asking, but Derrick Henry was too expensive and they didn't want to bring him in.
See, that's funny because... Zeke is worse than...
Exactly. Right? Much, much worse.
But half of what Zeke is making, they would have to pay if
it's
they signed
Derrick
Henry.
It's the dramatic pause for me, bro.
That was my analysis. This is a big analysis show. But no, like they would have to pay the Zeke part anyway, so it's not quite the gotcha.
It's still stupid.
But
it's
a good headline. I feel like...
It's still very stupid.
I do feel like, you know, for a team, and you joked about it, you said they all in. This
all
team said...
in.
Jerry said we're all in, and everything they've done has been like half measures or half-assing whatever.
Yeah, they
last second, talk a guy up in the draft and don't draft him.
They haven't even dipped a toe into being in yet. Yeah. It's like that guy that's like all excited, ready to go to the pool, but he doesn't want to take his shirt off right away. He's like, oh, I think the water's cold. I'll get in a minute. Just let me warm up a little bit here first.
It's a team that wants to be a competitor, but their roster is worse than it was last year.
Yeah.
Lost a number of guys. I do like bringing back Zeke. That's fine, but, you know, you let Zeke go for a reason. He's getting a little older, and you thought you had it with Tony Pollard, and he didn't. And so now it's just this kind of half-ass, half-measure season.
And none
for
of this is going to amount to anything. Like, even if they were to make some moves and do some free agent shit and actually go all in, you've still got Mike McCarthy at the helm.
Yeah, which...
And that has been this
for
team's
how long?
Detriment forever.
For how long is he going to be, you know, so...
I mean, he'll probably finish the season. I don't think Jerry's going to...
I think they they have a lame duck season for defensive coordinator, so I do think Mike Zimmer being there means that, okay, someone with head coaching experience is here if this thing starts bad. You know, like... 3-6, 4-6, something like that. I could absolutely see Mike McCarthy getting canned. Zim steps up. Zim gets canned at the end of the year, and they start fresh again.
Yeah.
Like this is all kind of
Zim's
stuff.
Zim's got one eye on the prize.
He's got all eyes on the prize.
Or just one.
That's all he's got.
Yeah,
that's all he's got.
Let's see. Chiefs signed Travis Kelce to a deal. That's not a huge
makes
price.
Him the highest paid tight end. That
had the money laying there, so they figured throw it
for
in.
For now.
Couldn't give that money to Snead or something?
We'll talk about it.
Does he really need the money? I mean, he's banging Taylor. Come on.
He deserves to be the highest paid tight end in the league, I think, right? He's the best tight end in the league.
I don't know about that.
He's the best tight end in the league.
I don't know about that.
Undisputed best tight end in the league, so he gets paid like the best tight end in the league.
I mean, Kittle was the guy. Was the guy.
How many rings does Kittle have?
I
think it's zero, but I'd have to check.
It is zero. So wins is a tight end stat.
Get back to us on that.
All right. I'm out
of here. Cowboys. former Cowboys wide receiver Michael Gallup signs a 1-year deal with the Raiders.
Sure.
Raiders. I don't like.
Yeah.
Cool.
They need someone, right? Hunter Renfro, they let go. I don't think he's landed anywhere.
The Chiefs wide receiver room is pretty full right now, but I was kind of hoping that they'd pick him up.
How does he not end up like a Carolina Panther or something?
It sounds terrible, right? Like, just gross, but you're probably right.
Maybe he would rather not be
Pittsburgh
a Carolina
Steeler.
Panther.
Whatever.
Like, they're just, like, begging. He's like, no, I'm good.
Go back to, nope, he played at Clemson. That's in one of the Carolinas, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Go play for the Panthers, who are in one of the Carolinas, probably North Carolina.
I think it is.
I think they're close enough where we can just call them one Carolina, but I bet they would disagree.
Yeah. Would you do the same thing with the Dakota team?
The Dakotas were intentionally split into two states so they could have more representation in the Senate.
Okay. Well, wasn't like, well, how, what happened with the Carolinas then?
What about the Carolina?
Why'd they split?
I don't know.
Was it not
intentional? I think it was just different.
Okay.
I think it was just
what about
different.
The Virginias? If we put a
Cause,
team
cause
in
Dakotas,
West Virginia?
That was the Dakota Territory. It was one state. And they said, no, we want four.
You guys remember how I said
senators.
I'd like to be done by
Oh,
Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Ryan, I want your exact same quote on this, Ryan, as I read this story, because you broke me when it was discussed in our group chat. The Buffalo Bills found their wide receiver. They signed one Chase Claypool. You don't remember what you said.
You say one step closer to the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, he is. It's one step close. Like he's just kind of meandering that way, right?
Just heading north slowly but surely.
Yeah, he did play in the league last year. He was a Miami Dolphin, so he did the opposite of the classic retirement route. He went from Miami to New York as opposed to vice versa. But really, this just puts him across the border from the Toronto Argonauts, I think.
Yeah.
And that's really what
And then he could really embrace Mapletron.
I love it. Mapletron. Like, Mapletron is absolutely one of the best nicknames in football. And
it's good, but you have to be good. Like, you can't be like not good and have that kind of nickname.
I don't know.
You can't just give yourself a nickname.
There are layers to it. There are layers to the nickname. But Chase Claypool
like
is still in the league, yes.
Yeah.
They signed him and a couple other people.
The Dolphins got themselves another wide receiver. I'm curious how you feel about this. Odell Beckham finally finds himself a home for the season.
I just feel like this is what Odell does now. It's just...
That's what you do towards the end of your career.
He's a mercenary. It's 1 year here, one year there. Yeah. I'm like, where does he want to go play? Miami sounds nice. Much better than being in Baltimore in the shitty weather.
Miami did struggle with wide receiver health last year, right? So there was Tyreek was in and out. Jalen Waddle was in and out. This isn't like solving either of those problems because it's Odell, but he did a good job last year. People kind of want to write him off, but he did a good job with Baltimore last year.
Yeah, he did a great job with the Rams.
As Jalen Ramsey pointed out, last time him and OBJ were on a team together, they won a Super Bowl.
They won a Super Bowl, so there you go. Yeah, I think it's all right.
I think it's a good signing.
Yeah.
The deal is something like $5 million with $8.25 million max. He still earns a good amount of money.
And I still like how he signed to Miami, and the first thing I see is everyone telling him to get the fuck away from boats.
Do not go on the boats. That has been the beginning of the end.
Away from the boats. I did pull up because there was a lot of, as I'm scrolling through, trying to pick out the news, I thought there's got to be an easier way to do this. And there absolutely is. We're at the point in time, and we discussed this with a few people off and on, who were like obvious candidates. The fifth year option, we had quite a few, teams doing these things.
Yeah.
So I think it's easier just to, like, some names that stick out that didn't get the fifth-year option.
Yeah.
I mean, the obvious names, obviously, like your fucking Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase. These guys, Jalen Waddle, Penei Sewell, like, these guys all fifth-year option. They all make sense, right? Patrick Surtain, Devontae.
Still got
like
a new contract.
Yeah, some of these guys did. Yeah, absolutely get a new contract. Michael Parsons, DeVera Tucker, like, duh. Obviously, these are no-brainers. Guys that didn't get one, and some of these make you chuckle, and some of them... you know, we'll see how people feel about it. Yeah. Like Zach Wilson. No fifth year option on Zach Wilson.
No.
Yeah.
Although I'm kind of surprised because I thought the Broncos, as dumb fucking as they have been, this seems like the dumbest, like a Bronco thing to do at this point. Yeah.
They would have to decide now before they've ever seen him play a snap as a Bronco, and it's a fully guaranteed, like,
$22.4 million.
Yeah. High paying contract.
But it just
quarterbacks, $22.4 million.
Tell me they did it, and I'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right.
The Cowboys, who were all in and may need a quarterback next year, did not exercise the fifth-year option on Trey Lance.
Hmm.
Not a huge surprise there.
No surprise there.
Yeah. Hmm. Justin Fields, we've already talked about, no fifth-year option there for the Steelers. Mac Jones, no fifth-year option. They don't want to pay him $25 million next year.
Mac, he's on his way up to the Argonauts with
I think Mac Jones just stays there, and next year he's selling used cars.
Chiefs declined the option on Kadarius Toney.
Yep.
Steelers declined the option on Najee Harris.
Yeah.
That's probably the most
I think that's probably one. And the fifth-year option wasn't that much. It was only $6.8 million. So.
The thing is, he came into the league as a running back who had a lot of playing time already when he was in college. So really not surprising that they didn't pick up the fifth-year option for him, but it does kind of signal like, okay, well, they're going to phase him out, Jalen Warren in?
Yeah,
Can you phase someone in?
Yeah.
So it'll be more the probably 1A, 1B than 1 and 2 as far as running backs go. And
as I pointed out to you guys, as a fantasy owner, this is no surprise. His production's not been great. He's been in and out with injury concern. Like you said, goes back to that large workload that you had in college. But yeah, there's no reason in my mind to extend them here for a fifth year when you can just go and probably draft someone or pick somebody
this
up.
This could reliably be, or realistically be, his best ever year.
Yeah, it could be.
Too. And this just gives him the position to, if he does have a good year, negotiate a contract rather than locking into the fully guaranteed fifth year option that he would get. So it does.
I mean, it's good for him.
It
could be.
It could be. I don't know how many teams want to give a running back a second contract to begin with. Like, basically, since Zeke did that with the Cowboys, everyone has pointed and laughed at that. So
yeah,
seems to be the thing. Did the Jags never give Trevor Lawrence a new deal yet? Have they?
They have
not. That happen? Okay, they did exercise the fifth year option on that. It's $25.7 million is the first overall pick of the first round at the quarterback position. So that's next year. So they got a year to figure it out, get it all sorted out with him.
Picking up a fifth year option doesn't necessarily, like people want to say, oh, they didn't pick it up, so you're a bust. That's not the case. Even just going through your list, look at the number of guys who end up getting traded or on another team within the first 5 years of their NFL career. It's not necessarily, like, a mark that you're a bust for a team not to pick up your fifth-year option, although it does happen.
Yeah. A lot of these are busts.
It happens.
Yeah.
So we'll keep track of all these things. Obviously, that I think they had to be done by May 2nd, so that's locked.
Basically, like that's the problem with a Justin Fields situation or a Zach Wilson situation. Like, the new team has not seen them play football.
Yeah.
With their team.
Yeah.
So
and they're both in positions where they're most likely going to be competing for their spot on the team. Period.
I think both of them will probably spend most of the both Justin Fields and Zach Wilson will spend the season as backups.
But it's I look at the Seattle thing and – or not the Seattle thing, wow. The Steelers thing with Russell Wilson and go, okay, cool, maybe we see Russ a little bit more at least to start the year than we do Justin Fields. Maybe Justin Fields was the long-term thought.
If I had to bet right now, I would say we don't see Justin Fields at all this year. Like start a game.
Do you think that's just because
Wilson's going to be able to compete with this team?
I think Wilson will come in and he'll win. The team is a lot better than it was last year or 2 years ago. Just plainly is just better. So I think he'll come in and he'll do all right. Like unless Russell Wilson comes out and he's like fucking it up, like throwing interceptions and stuff, I think he's going to coast with the job.
We get year one Denver Russell Wilson and not last year Denver Russell Wilson.
Last year was better than year one.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
If he shows up looking like year one.
We need like 5 years ago Russell Wilson, basically. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that was.
Why couldn't we get that fucking Russ out of Seattle sooner?
Any other news that you think of that you were enticed by? I scrolled through the timeline, didn't see anything else. That was all I had.
Yeah, I don't see anything big. We did see some of the rookies get signed. The Ravens were really good about signing most of their class so far.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is still yet to sign his
name. This is an interesting story that we probably should have talked about. You're right. And I should have all the information in front of me before I openly talk about it. But
so he has not signed to be part of the NFL Players Association's contract to basically allow his name to be on jerseys, right?
Yeah, because he's still raking in a lot of money from his current name, image, and likeness deal that he had signed with whoever while he was playing college football and is in no hurry to give up the large share of that.
So right now his jerseys aren't available
on
NFL Shop. If Madden were to release today, he would not
actually
be in Madden.
As a guy who I currently am not playing it, but played like Ultimate Team, they do a rookie class in the game before just to get those players out there and probably make some money off of those Ultimate Team cards. And no, he does not have a card there.
He would be like Martin Harris or something in the game.
Well, I don't even think you would have that. I mean, like Bill Belichick wasn't
Chad
a coach
Masters.
In Madden forever.
Chad
just
Masters,
as a guy who
because he did
like
not
him.
Agree to like the P was not
he wasn't
part
of the
part
coaches
union.
Yeah,
this allegedly or supposedly dates back not necessarily anything with Marvin Harrison against the NFLPA, but some sort of issue dating back to his college days, earlier college days, with him not liking the CEO or whoever of Fanatics.
Fanatics does a little shady business where they generally try to approach players their sophomore year and sign them to 4-year contracts so that they don't have to pay them bigger money when they get to the NFL. Yeah. Like they're still under contract. And Marvin Harrison Jr., whose dad obviously played in the NFL,
said, no,
looks
no.
at this. Like it is like a great thing to have is that guy who made these, you know, quote unquote mistakes and was able to go, no, don't do that. Like, you've got money. We're good. You don't have to do this.
Him and
don't sign that.
A team of lawyers, right? And specific to football and contract. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these kids shouldn't be doing – they should be doing what Marvin Harrison's doing, but, you know, need that money at that time. Sophomore in college, give me that money.
Well,
so.
While we're on it, any kind of red flag popping up for you guys for Marvin Harrison not doing any pre-draft, doing any combine stuff, thing, none of that?
I don't think so.
Oh, he didn't do the 40. Where was he drafted?
He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything.
I will say, I know we had the conversation, I think, more than once about maybe his value being a little name-based, a little higher. Like, you know, don't feel bad about getting a couple of those guys that went directly behind him in the draft. Don't feel like I really missed out on a top wide receiver because I didn't get Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, I don't know that that's, to me, a thing, but no, it's fine. Yeah. Like, you don't have to.
It
turns out.
Like, for other guys, it might be a red flag, but him, everyone says, okay, well, like, he's his father's son, he's worked out, he's blah, 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 blah. He knows the game, he doesn't have to play the game. So it is interesting to see how much of the pre-draft stuff is essentially optional if you're a really, really good player.
Yeah, essentially optional and for the most part kind of worthless.
It bums me out as a guy who likes the draft and the pre-draft process and all that, but it's absolutely true. Yeah. Like, okay, some of this you probably don't need to do.
I could see in years to come more and more players going the Marvin Harrison Jr.
Absolutely.
Route.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have some
as they're making NIL money.
Exactly. Someone's going to yell, oh, this is ruining. No, it's not fucking ruining football. It's giving these kids an opportunity because now they're not fucked into a deal where they're making less money in the first 2 years of their pro, as you had mentioned. Like, they didn't need it. He didn't need it. He was already getting money off of his name. Didn't need to sign a bullshit contract. You know, so I do see a lot of that going forward, and we're gonna and see
they'll,
what's happening.
They'll and I'm all they'll for work it out. He'll fuck you, the jerseys will be available. It'll happen. It just they gotta get it done right.
Why do they need to sell them now?
Like, just feels like a lot of these things are like standing out as something unusual because we're not used to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he has a very
and you'll see none of us shedding tears for the billionaires that. Or operate within this.
I know. Not like, fanatic. Not the fanatics. I fuck
the,
that.
No shit. Have you seen the MLB jerseys? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Seen through them.
Right? No shit. It's terrible. So yeah, no, never going to support them. I will say the current rumor is we might get a schedule release the end of this week. Thursday
I saw the commercial
rumor.
That said sometime in May.
I've read a couple
May.
Posts from people. No, I just Googled it quickly and looked at a couple. It's... A lot of people saying Thursday could be the day, so we'll keep our eyes
Those
on that. If that happens, then we
the
can sort of talk about that next
funnest
week.
Funnest videos ever, too. The
teams
are having so much
fun
with it now.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And it just gets better and better every year. Eventually, we'll jump the shark, but I don't know what that's going to be.
Well, right now, it's a fun time.
We're in the sweet spot right now.
All
right.
We're going to top and bottom five this?
I don't know how you guys want to do it.
How you want to do it? Do you want to start with the...
How do you guys want to do this?
Start
with the worst team
Start
in the
with
league?
One
no,
and work our
like
way down.
Start, right? I feel like we usually start with the best teams, right?
Do
we?
I don't know. I don't know.
With the worst?
We start with the worst.
Let's start with the worst.
Yeah.
Start with the worst.
But not the worst of the worst. 28.
The fifth worst team in the league.
Fifth worst team in football. Ryan, who is the fifth worst team in the NFL?
You know, it's kind of tough right now, right?
It is.
Because... if we're just looking at roster and stuff, like some teams that are going to be good teams kind of have shitty rosters right now.
Yeah, and then some teams that we think might have good rosters wind up being pretty shitty toward this year. Like, it's a tough experiment to do right now. Like I talked about earlier, you're looking back at what teams were last year, you know, for recency bias, who's still there, who's gone, what have they done to improve, you know, how their draft go. And then there's just some teams that regardless of what they do and how hard they try, they're just always going to be trash.
Yeah. And right now, the last couple of years especially, like, teams that were shit for a long, long time are not good. Like, the Lions are good.
Yeah.
Cleveland is pretty good. Like a lot of teams that were your go-to, yeah, we can always put this
Cleveland
team in the bottom.
Could be worse, though, than they were last year.
We'll talk about it
if
later,
if it's a
maybe.
Full season of Deshaun. I probably not. I don't know, maybe.
So my fifth worst team. And
that's where we're at.
28. Fifth worst team. Just purely based on rosters right now and how you feel about the coaching situation, I put the Raiders here.
Okay.
I don't love that they didn't go out and they didn't get a quarterback. It's going to be Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell. I don't love that.
He's got it parked in the parking lot right outside the Zumba.
That being what Antonio Pierce gets to start his full season off, or his first full season as head coach off with.
Zumba.
Yeah. So I got the Raiders down here. I don't know. Like, I thought if Penix was available, they could have drafted him, you know, in the first round at 13 or something, and that would have changed the trajectory or my feelings. But right now, like, Gardner Minshew is one of the better backups in the league, but as a full-time intended starter, I don't love it. So Raiders are down here for me.
I've got the New York Football Giants right here. That team's trash. Team's going to
I like
be
what
trash.
they've done in the offseason. I like the acquisition of Brian Burns.
They didn't get they still got Daniel Jones.
But so
I don't think Daniel Jones is starting week one. Daniel Jones might start zero games this year.
This is the question because
that's true.
The Giants do have the same situation that we saw with Derek Carr with the Raiders, right? And somebody else that I can't think of now where
Derek
if he
Carr
gets hurt this
Saints.
Year, his money next year becomes fully guaranteed. That's a problem for them. So I do question how much he plays if they intend to move on from Daniel Jones, there's a non-zero chance that he doesn't get playing time.
The amount of trying to move up
or
the
plays
draft
for a couple weeks and
they
then
did.
They're done. So
the alleged amount of them trying to move up to the top three of the draft makes me think that they're moving. They'd like to move on from Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but they were unable to. So now what's the plan?
Yeah.
Drew
Lock.
Yeah.
Is Drew Lock better than Daniel Jones? Is that what you're going to say?
That's what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't think
I like him.
I don't like that those are my two choices.
I like him a little bit more.
Is there a third? Can I have a third choice, please?
I like throwing Malik Nabers in there. But, yeah, you're right. Overall, the team has gotten worse.
Yeah.
For me, like I said, maybe on air, maybe before we were on air, I think that, like, there are four teams here that are Lock, and then this fifth spot could sort of rotate around. Ryan, the Raiders were in contention for that spot for me. But at number 28, I have the New Orleans Saints.
I thought about it. I thought really long and hard about
and
it.
And I expect to take a little shit for this.
maybe.
As a guy, well, as like I was on them last season.
But
like the whole thing seems like a failed experiment to me. Like Derek Carr, yeah, well, like the
what
whole,
part of it is the failed experiment? Like,
I don't,
like
all
Dennis
of it.
Allen is the
like,
coach.
All of it, I think. Like they got to blow it up, and they didn't do that. So I don't know. I mean, that division's not like great. Could they win some games? Sure. Does that help them? Probably not. They need to lose games and go into full rebuild mode. And I don't know that they're capable of doing that with like the schedule that they're going to have. So
they are
they're just going to hang out at mediocre.
Most forgettable team in the league right now.
Yeah, and that's why I stuck them here at 28. Ryan, 29.
I didn't want to because I do feel like they could be better. But as of right now, I have New England Patriots here at 29, fourth worst team in the league. It is a whole new leaf or whatever for New England, so it's hard to pin this and say they're going to be bad. But right now, it looks like they're going to be bad.
I agree. Okay. Oh. And they're right here, 29, New England Patriots. Going off of what they did last year, we're going to see a new head coach for the first time in some people's lifetimes.
I like the addition of Drake May.
There's full-grown adults with kids who have never seen a different head coach with this football team.
They had a long way to go, and I'm not sure that they checked all those boxes or solved all those problems. So I do still think it's going to be a rough year, rough maybe 2 years, but I do have faith in this organization.
And it's going to be very interesting to see the patience that you talk about with this organization, if they'll have that.
They've generally been patient, but they've also been winning, right?
Exactly.
It's
like, okay, we gave Bill, you know, we let Bill go out on his own.
They did fire him, I guess. But
technically, yeah, but I mean, like, they let him go out trying, I guess.
I felt like he would coach until he retired. So they did show a little bit of action or activity there by actually stepping in and relieving him of duties and getting the new head coach, even though it is like the hand-selected head coach that they've had in place for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Casey, what are you at? 29, fourth worst team in the league.
At 29, Jam, I'm just a smidge behind you. I'm taking the New York Football Giants.
Oh, see, I thought I'd be the only one.
No, I think part of it is not knowing at the quarterback spot. I do feel like I defended this team just a week ago and defended Daniel Dimes just a fucking week ago where, you know, he's never played with a fucking good wide. Who's the best wide receiver he's ever played with? Darren Waller?
No.
Like, and he's not a wide receiver.
Did he not play with Odell?
I guess.
Like maybe 1 year?
Maybe 1 year? I don't know.
No, probably not, actually.
So long ago, I couldn't tell you.
Maybe, I don't know.
Could have been Eli. I don't know. I feel like maybe he's getting that bust label for unjust reasons, but maybe not. We also watched him trip over his own goddamn
feet. We've seen him
and
do a lot of.
He's looked really fucking terrible at times. So I don't know, but I can't buy into this team and what they haven't done. And if they bench Danny Dimes to keep him healthy so they don't have to pay him, which I totally understand, this team's gonna be fucking god awful.
They're gonna be very bad. One of the worst things someone has ever said about my son was that he runs just like Daniel Jones.
Oh, no.
I mean, Daniel Jones did get drafted partly because of his ability to move. It is not fluid. It is not a nice-looking scamper.
They
must
not be working at sliding at baseball practice too much because Jericho, and they said it, Alan said it, he goes, look like Daniel Jones out there because he's trying to slide into home and like ran into home and then just crumbled. And I'm like, yep, that looked just like Daniel Jones.
Overall, I think spoiler, New York Giants are not on my bottom five. I think that what they've done on the roster like indicates that they have plans.
In Ryan's mind, and maybe I'm not speaking for Ryan here, there are teams that I could, you know, that aren't on my bottom five that I think there's going to be just like these five worst teams. It doesn't mean that I think that they're going to be a good team next year.
Yeah. I see some upside here, potentially.
Okay.
It's possible. Where are we at? 30? Ryan?
30, the third worst team in the league right now. I have the New Orleans Saints here.
Okay.
They're an entirely forgettable team. They didn't really – like, obviously, they went out and they drafted an offensive lineman, which they needed to do. But free agency, they haven't been super active. We don't know who the – like is the plan to be Derek Carr for the entire year? Like,
I don't know.
Didn't work out so hot. Like, they were fighting last year about him starting. So I can't see that this ending well for New Orleans in any regard. I fully imagine, if I had to bet right now, I'd bet Dennis Allen first head coach fired. And all rightfully so. Like, he felt like he lost the team at the end of the year last year, and now the team just kind of limps in without any changes. So, to me, this team feels very similar to how they were last year, and they were not very good last year, and they've gotten worse.
All right, third worst team here in the league. Here we go, Washington Commanders. I like what they're doing. I like the direction they're going. I just think it's going to take a little while to materialize. I think that it's not going to be a situation where we're looking at this team and we're questioning the decisions they made and whether or not they're bust. I just think we're going to be looking at this team sort of struggle to get out the gate. They're a young team, but they're trending in the right direction.
They have, I like what they've done this offseason.
That, oh, that's
but
what
it
I'm
just depends
saying.
On how good, how's Dan Quinn going to be,
I don't,
right?
I don't
how's
think
Jane
it's
going
to transition to right away. I could see this team being what we saw, you know, the or not the Giants, the Lions kind of do a couple years ago where they started putting these pieces together, you know, and it was Dan Campbell's first year as a head coach, and they were not winning football games, but no one was, like, panicking on this yet. It was like, oh, it's just going to take some time. They're going through some growing pains. That's what I think that this team's going to be this season.
Ryan can't bet on it, obviously, here, but plus 700, Dennis Allen, first head coach fired.
I'd say go for it.
Fourth best odds. You know what that means. What are the other three?
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy comes in at number three, plus 500.
Sean Payton.
Ooh, I don't know.
Sean Payton not on the list.
Damn it.
Sean Payton would fall under other, which is plus 1,200.
Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll is on the list, plus 1,500. He is the second to – he's the only coach outside of other.
But, it's like, there's so many new head coaches. It's like what
– Come on, Ryan.
What tenure
– Come on, Ryan.
So what one are we missing?
Come on, Ryan.
Is it the Bucs or the Todd Bowles?
No. Wait, there are two coaches.
Is it Robert Saleh?
Robert Saleh, okay, number one, plus 350.
See, I feel like how Robert Saleh does depends more on Aaron Rodgers' health than it does on how the team does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I know it's been an argument that's happened all offseason. So, Matt Eberflus at number two, plus 450.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Those are the, Nick Sirianni, 10-1. Kevin O'Connell, 15-1.
Kevin O'Connell. KOC? What? He's the savior of that team. Everything else that happens on the team is someone else's fault.
Well, they need a quarterback, so.
They drafted a guy, and they picked
said
up one of the
what
best
I
free agents.
Said.
We talking about the Falcons?
No, we're not talking about the Falcons.
No, they drafted a guy.
Number, are we at 30? Is that
three,
where I'm at? 30?
Third worst team in the league. I said New Orleans. Jam said Washington.
The Commies.
I'm taking the New England Patriots.
Jason says New England Patriots.
Everything's the worst thing we did. I do think, you know, obviously, a lot of moving and shaking. New head coach, new quarterback. Still no real pass catchers to be seen there.
I like the guy they drafted, Baker, Javon Baker.
It's something. We'll see. They could be the team that climbs out of there and you know, is the glaring. They probably shouldn't have been there when we're talking about this.
I had
like
the
week
fucking
five,
Rams on my
but I can't
fire.
Exactly. There's generally a team there that's like, oh shit, I guess I had that team there and they made the fucking playoffs or something like that. So. It could be. I don't see it, especially in that division. I think they're going to get beat up.
Yeah, that is.
Doesn't help them at all. So Patriots at 30. Ryan, 31. Second worst team in the league. Can we line up?
We got to line up
no, one and two.
Well, I don't know. I have Denver.
Maybe flip flop.
I have Denver here.
I have Denver here.
I also have Denver.
Okay. They got obviously they've gone through a lot of shit this offseason. We don't need to fully recap that, but their solution at quarterback.
No, we should. We're in a hurry, but we should.
Their solution
fuck this
at
team.
Quarterback is
you don't
either,
get to escape this bullshit.
Their solution to quarterback is either Zach Wilson,
just because they had the jerseys laying around.
Jarrett Stidham,
yeah,
potentially the Nooch, Ben DiNucci. He's on the team as far as I know, and then they drafted Bo Nix.
Yep.
They were in a spot where every mock draft I saw in my mock draft had them drafting. Like they're just going to be bad. They knew they're going to be bad. So they just drafted the best player available.
Nope. Sean Payton said, life, give me the best prospect I've seen since.
Bo Nix has played a lot of football.
Oh, I forgot
he's played.
He did say that. It's the thing that he said out loud.
I fucking hate Sean Payton.
I'm not a big fan.
Not a fan.
He maybe had some goodwill for a while, but any goodwill has gone away.
Yeah.
I think Bo Nix is getting a really bad rap because he was overdrafted, and that makes people put the pressure on him.
Yeah.
Same thing with Michael Penix, overdrafted, so you get the pressure on you. Yeah. But the team is just bad to begin with, where a quarterback doesn't solve your problems.
No, and I think it is unfair to those guys because you hear about that. Oh, so who Denver take? And someone says Bo Nix, and you instantly start laughing. And it's not because I'm laughing at Bo Nix. Yeah. I'm laughing at the Denver Broncos for making yet another terrible decision.
Yeah, Bo Nix, very good, efficient passer in college, played a lot of ball, so has a lot of experience, yeah. Older guy.
And
he's
talked
married
about
at 25.
We talked about it post-draft last week about how this team cannot draft quarterback.
It just
historically bad at drafting quarterbacks.
I don't know if it's like Sean Payton can make anyone a starting quarterback, or we needed a starting quarterback, let's sell some jerseys, or we really think Bo Nix is the guy, but I think that one is probably the least likely, unfortunately.
The one that matters the most.
Yeah, the one that kind of matters the most to real football might be the least likely. So it does feel like I didn't like that pick. I didn't really like much of the rest of their draft. We'll have to see. They got Troy Franklin to go with him, so I do kind of like okay, you're at least setting up Bo Nix to do well, but not a good team in a what could be a tough division. I don't know. The division with the Super Bowl winner, that's scary. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh's in this division now. Like that's scary. Like a team that kind of needs to get good fast went this route.
Yep.
And I assume that with a preemptive apology to Jared, we all have the Panthers at 32?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Have done some work, have a lot of work to do.
Sure.
I'm not sure the team's ever going to be good with Dave Tepper being the owner there.
You could just stop.
Yeah,
the
that's
part.
It. Not sure the team's,
not
ever,
sure
gonna
the team's ever gonna be good. I feel so bad saying it, but like it.
Yeah,
they just seem to make every possible wrong decision.
Yeah, like even the small ones. Great that you got Xavier Leggett. Love that you got Xavier Leggett. Obviously a Carolina guy through and through. Played at South Carolina. You moved up like two picks to get him. Cost you more money. Cost, you know, all this kind of like little.
I just
stuff.
This is a team that we're thinking like
fifth
you said,
year option.
Oh, the idea behind this. Have what you know? What teams did to improve in the offseason or improve in the draft? And I'm thinking, like, fucking Panthers couldn't do anything to improve in the draft because of their boneheaded decision
they
last
absolutely
year.
Need it. So I do think the team is better than they were last year. They've done. Had
can't
good,
be,
good,
but we can't say that because it can always be worse.
Good,
they won one game, right?
Carefully.
Yeah.
They had good improvement. They beat the Texans. Good improvements on the offensive line, which I appreciate. Bring in some couple new pass catchers. They drafted the first running back in the draft, Jonathan Brooks, my favorite running back in the draft. Makes their running back room a little messy, but once he's the lead guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the team is going to be better than they were last year.
Hard to be worse.
I don't think this is the team we're talking about in November being like, how did we have this team in our bottom five?
No. It's probably like the Giants.
That's like 2 years. 2 years till they're potentially in a playoff wild card kind of position.
Top five adjacent.
Top half of the league.
Two years until the phrase they could make a wild card gets attached to this team.
There you go.
And then it's followed by, well, someone's gotta be the seven.
That's true.
Someone does have, in fact,
they always get bounced at.
This is factual. Okay. Well, I didn't
except
think
for the
we
Packers.
Were too far,
pick that Dallas.
Too far apart there, right? We lined up. Nothing wild. Nothing crazy.
I might got a little wild in this top five, I think.
I don't know.
I might take some. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Top five. Ryan.
Number five.
Start at number five. I think five is the, I don't even want to call it spiciest, but I think it's the spiciest take I have.
Number five. So there are a lot of really good football teams.
There are a lot of really good football teams.
Right now, most of the teams are good, right?
And this is like the one time a year that we can actually do this, and it's sort of our own hype in the team, too. Because there's nothing on tape for anyone to argue.
How are they top five when they lost to this other team?
Yeah, and week two. Yeah, nothing's happened yet.
This is the perfect time to do this, right? I actually have, and maybe this is out of the norm, but I have the Cleveland Browns here, top fifth.
I kind of had a feeling
fifth best team.
You said that
really good.
I looked at their name.
Really, really good. Like team construction. Obviously, Kevin Stefanski is one of the best coaches in the league. They improved by adding Jerry Jeudy, which I do think is an improvement.
Yeah.
If we get a full season to Deshaun Watson, like good Deshaun Watson, that's big. Couple big ifs.
That's the big if. That's two ifs right there.
But roster construction wise, what they did last year with four or five different quarterbacks starting, like
and
this team.
And smoking Joe Flacco.
Yeah. They should have kept him. Fire everything else, Kevin.
To me, it's the Deshaun Watson thing for me to leave this team out of the top five. I just, like, I do. They have really good pieces. This team could be really good. They could absolutely win this division. But
you know what kind of Nick Chubb are we going to see coming off that injury?
Yeah, this is true, too.
The backup is Jameis, right?
Yeah.
Like just start Jameis for your entire season. You win 12 games, easy.
30-30.
Ethan, that's a lot of W's.
Eating a lot of W's. He'll have no fingers left.
Jim, who do you got number five?
This might be my spiciest. Maybe.
I'm afraid.
I don't know.
I'm afraid that I'm going to, like, line up with Jim. Oh. This is my fear. this is my biggest fear is that I line up with Jam here.
Number five, the Houston Texans.
I am also at number five, the Houston Texans.
God damn it! I love this team. I love this football team right now.
I might just be way too far in on the hype here.
I have them on. I'm at four.
Okay. What?
I'm on my next pick.
Let's go.
They were a good team last year. And they just got better.
You heard it here. The Houston Texans are a top five football team.
I'd like to formally apologize to the Houston Texans.
I wouldn't apologize to our fan, but we don't know where the fuck he is.
I really hope he's not dead. A season-ending injury that cripples this team because we all put him in our top five.
As of right now, C.J. Stroud being the guy, like he feels like a top 10 quarterback already. Yeah. Maybe he's not, you know, whatever, but he feels like it.
They got better on every aspect of the game.
They were a team that people wanted to go to in free agency. Yeah. We saw the number of free agents this team was able to add. It was a destination rather as, a paycheck. So it does feel like they acquired a lot of talent. Daniel Hunter
came
over.
Wait, you want to go to Houston?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Ryan now that D'Amico Ryan is the head coach.
They've got an actual general manager.
Real general manager. They have the premier up-and-coming quarterback there. The offense should, the offense we saw last year was guys in and out of the wide receiver spot.
Yeah.
It was, basically rotating cast of those guys, and they've kind of doubled down. They've made it better. If we see guys just consistently healthy at wide receiver, this team could go through the roof. And they didn't lose any
– No.
They didn't lose an offensive coordinator. Yeah. They didn't lose anything like that. So, feels like this team is definitely on the come up and one of the hot young teams.
That's interesting. I'm surprised. I thought I was going to be the only one, and then Ryan had it.
Me and Jam could just line up through this whole fucking
thing.
We'll find out real fast.
On there
I'm interested to see who Ryan left off. I think I can look at it and see right now, but – okay, at number four, Jam, who you got it for?
Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think Joe Burrow coming back healthy. I think this team shored up the receiver spots. Everybody got a little bit of something. At least keep them happy throughout the year. I think they'll be just fine.
I think the theme of my list, even like both ends of this, is like I kind of just have to see it before I'm willing to buy in. Like maybe my shit's just boring because I'm not doing anything wild, but I need to see Joe Burrow come back healthy. Like he was supposed to do it last year and didn't. Got hurt.
He looked really good. You could sell me before the injury.
I got burnt by having him in my top five last year. Even when he played the beginning of the season, they looked not good. We'll see. I absolutely you could sell me on them being here in the top five. They aren't in mine. They absolutely could be here by the time that the next edition is, well, not the next one, I imagine, because that's just like fan based. Though Bangalorean, he could hype us up.
He's been getting some rounds on the old Twitter, too.
But they're not here for me. So at four, I think I'm doing the thing where I'm just playing it safe, and maybe it's gross, and maybe neither of you guys will have them here. I have the Detroit Lions,
and that's completely fair.
I stared at it and was like, you could sell me on them just not being there. You could sell me on them like, last year was their peak. They finished second or third in their division, get a wild card spot, and sort of peter out in the playoffs. You could absolutely sell me that that's what this team does this year. But, I mean, they did address the areas of need, right? They went out and got the corner spot and the secondary, like trying to fix the spots that they were weak at. This team played really well last year. Like, I can't take it away from this team yet. I have to see it. I have to see them fail before I buy into the fact that they're going to fail. So at number four, the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Detroit feels like a team that has had like the emotion drive them a lot lately. So now it's like, okay, the roster is kind of catching up. The emotion, you can't keep it that high forever. So I don't have that.
With Dan Campbell, you can't keep that energy up.
That's the thing. After last season, like this is now expected in Detroit. Like it's not
crack.
It's not cocaine. Oh man, we can be that team and we can get like holy shit, we're playing in the NFC Championship game. Now like NFC Championship game is the standard for this team now.
No one is surprised you're competent anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, you can't fool us now.
No one's like, no one just kind of like rolls their eyes at seeing the Lions on the schedule anymore.
Whereas like I think with like the Texans, if they made the AFC Championship game, I think it would still be like kind of like the Lions last year, right? It was like, oh shit, they did better than last year. They still got a little room to go. I could be, man. I'm telling you, I think that's the game. But yeah, the Lions, to me, it's just maybe I'm playing it safe with my top five, but I have the Lions at four. Ryan, we're up to three.
Three for me. Your Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs are here, the third best team, right? Still have the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes, best tight end in the league in Travis Kelce, probably best head coach in the league in Andy Reid. They have all the pieces. They've strengthened. They've gotten better in some areas. They've strengthened the offensive line, strengthened the defensive line. Brought back CEH for 1 year. I don't think that matters much. But no. Chris Jones is here for 1 year.
Need someone to eat up.
I like Hollywood Brown. They added the fastest draft prospect in history, and Xavier Worthy.
Already out there dropping fucking passes in minicamp.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen.
Oh, well, then they'll be just fine.
It's going to happen. So I do think this team still going to be good. This could be like the last year before they have to make some major changes offensive line-wise and stuff like that, but could absolutely see Travis Kelce retire after this upcoming year. Stuff. There are a lot of things that could change going forward, but as of right now, this is roughly the same team that has done it for however many years now where they take a bad roster and they make it work out. I have faith in this team to be
able
to make
that. And they've still got a Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
I missed that part. He's still with the team.
I said that.
Still, in fact, there.
So my third team.
Yes, sir.
Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this team's going to be good. I think they're going to contend. I'm actually looking at my list right now, and if you told me, say, hey, pick your top three favorites to win the Super Bowl, this is sort of it here.
I think in theory, would rank them 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I guess. Maybe there's a little, like, weird, like, conference bias, I suppose.
I just like this team. This team offensively was putting up a ton of points, only got better on that offense. It's only going to look better as some of those players age and gel into their roles. Defensive was a huge issue, and they fixed that in the offseason, fixed that through the draft. So I think this team is, I mean, shit, just roster-wise might be one of the best constructed rosters in the NFL.
Absolutely. And they've had a clear vision, I guess. I was just saying mentality, but clear vision on how they wanted to build a team, and they've gone out and they've executed. So I do agree. I will say they're not on my top five.
I went back and forth on my 2 and 3, trying to sort of figure it out. Landed at number 3, the Baltimore Ravens. The addition of Derrick Henry terrifies me as a Chiefs fan. But I don't know how that affects the offensive game plan. I want to see it. Again, this is the theme. I want to see it. Does that take away running opportunities for Lamar? Are they just going
to,
like, feed? Is this the year that Derrick Henry finally just falls off? Like, we've said it every fucking year. Like, it's... maybe it's going to happen. Maybe this year's the year, and it really hasn't happened yet.
That proves the rule.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then yeah, that could be good. But like, then does that take away from Lamar's running opportunities? Does he, you know,
I think they want it to.
I think so too. And how does that affect the full game plan?
Remember, they got where they got last year, the AFC Championship game, without Mark Andrews for a good stretch, without guys in and out on the offensive line. So if they do shore up some of that area up, they should be better. Jam, you said earlier Detroit Lions, top three betting odds, are actually number 4
now. I didn't say betting odds. I said my
favorite. Your favorite, yeah. They are fourth as far as favorites to win the Super Bowl.
12-1.
That's decent money. That's not bad.
Decent money. Of all the teams below them, them are lower. I kind of like 12-1.
I like them better than, we'll see. We'll get there.
I mean, there's some other. Yeah. I swear to God, if the Bears are in your top five, Ryan, we're quitting the show.
We're done.
Stay
tuned.
Kicking you out of here. Ryan, Jesus Christ, at number 2.
Number 2, it's still like a little bit of flux. Things could change, but right now I have San Francisco as the number 2 team.
Okay.
We'll see if they do end up trading Ayuk or Debo. I think we're past the point where that would reliably happen.
They're going to ride into the season with a great receiver core.
Them, Pearsall now in there, CMC kicking around.
Juwan Jennings.
Yeah. You keep bringing up Juwan Jennings.
Keep saying it.
Because he was
No one else is getting excited.
The Niners win that game. He's Super Bowl MVP.
Draft him fantasy, you coward.
Yeah. Oh, fine. If he's there, I will.
Draft him.
First round. You heard it here, folks.
You have to.
Except for in our league. We're not talking us into that, champ.
Still a team that...
you're not just going to let me do it? Why not? It's my first round pick. I'd let you do it.
I meant in another football show league.
Oh, this league. Oh, I thought you meant like a regular fantasy league.
No, you fucking go for it, sir.
Yeah, we're not doing it in our league. We're not. Yeah. Well, this is a consensus league. Yeah. But San Francisco still is one of, you know, great coaching staff, good roster. Yeah. It will go as far as Brock Purdy does. And I think we did see like a lot of people were, I don't want to say awakened or anything like that, but shown that Brock Purdy can be the guy.
You saw it in the playoff run.
Literally like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He took, I don't want to say took over, but he basically treated it like any other game. It wasn't too, brights weren't too light, none of that.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy showed that he's the real deal.
Yeah. And then, you know, you talk about that. And the Niners are my number two team here as well. You look at the, you look at that Super Bowl and the way it went down, and I can't discredit Brock because he, like, led them down the field. They just had to settle for field goals instead of touchdowns. They had to get the one in Juwan Jennings that would have made him a Super Bowl MVP. I think a lot of that had to do with play calling and coaching.
Would have won so much money if he won the Super Bowl MVP. I bet it live.
He did. It was fantastic. But yeah, I got the Niners here. I think this team
him and
got
Harrison
better.
Butker. God damn it. Harrison Butker should have won that. God damn it.
Harrison Butker.
Gonna be, yeah, they're going to be good down the, you know, obviously they're playing football probably close to February, about as close as it can get. But, yeah, there's not a whole lot else to say about this team.
Yeah, it's a good team that I want to say got better.
Got better, continues to get better.
Definitely not getting worse.
Yeah.
Until they trade, if that were to happen. Which, like you said, I think they're out of that.
I think so. It was like going to be a draft day thing.
Yeah, they're out of that, so at this point it's just bad. Maybe Ayuk just walks next year.
They don't,
like,
yeah.
That's, he's going to go into the season as long as he's willing to play. Fuck it. We're going to get the one season and go.
Yeah.
Number two, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, it's the I got to see it. I got to see the secondary. I see this new, you know, the L'Jarius Sneed trade. I don't like. Obviously, I understand it. You can't fucking keep everybody. Money's a thing. But I'm a little worried that side of the defense sort of is a problem, right? And they're not going to play as well as they did last year. If the offense can sort of pick up the slack, better than they did last year, right? The defense did win them games last year for sure. And if they can continue to do that, absolutely cool. If not, you know, I trust Pat, obviously. Travis Kelce, I think they've got the right setup to make things work. Yeah. We'll see what the Rashaan Rice suspension is.
Not if he
that also, I think, is
Braun
big
Strowman's
for me.
Face.
If he misses two fucking, or, you know, half the season, he's a guy that I think could have a great season with having, you know, Hollywood Brown and Worthy running down the fucking field and just pulling that coverage. And then you've got Kelce and Rice just over the middle. Easy peasy, but all of them got to be out there to play, and I don't think Rashi Rice is going to be out there for more than half the season.
Yeah,
so we'll see how that goes too. But you know, it's what it is. Chiefs number two. That's not mad. I'm not mad about it. Ryan, number one.
Go Birds. Philadelphia Eagles number one.
Are you fucking kidding me?
As of right now.
So what do you got?
This motherfucker. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
they, I know. Obviously, they've done a lot of work in the free agency. They got Saquon Barkley here to be the actual consensus back. They addressed the big kind of areas of need through the draft and through free agency. They drafted
back-to-back
corners.
They got a new head coach?
Corners. They did not have a new head coach. They got back-to-back, or they drafted corners in the first round and the second round, including the best corner in the league and Cooper DeJean, which is however you want to view him. They drafted a couple wide receivers. They've re-signed their guys. They got younger by trading Hassan Reddick essentially for Bryce Huff and gained some picks in there as well. So overall, we'll see what the team is like without Jason Kelce. Obviously, that's a big deal. But they spent like 5 years drafting his backup, so they should have someone ready to go. So as of right now, and maybe the head coach is the problem, because we saw that the maturity of this team completely like go away in November, December after Big Dom was gone. So, but as of right now, on paper, this is the best team, in my opinion, in the league.
Number one here, and it shouldn't be a surprise because this is the way these things go for me, the Kansas City Chiefs. Until you knock them off, until you beat them, they're the best team in the league right now.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Exactly.
Well, Randy will be happy with you and bitch at me the next time I see him. At number one, Jam, I'm going to flip-flop with you. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that the San Francisco 49ers were a we don't understand the overtime rules away from winning a Super Bowl. Like,
potentially.
It's wild
allegedly.
To me. I will never unsee the fucking video of Juszczyk. Like, once you've seen it, it lives in my mind. Like, did you know? Did you know they get the ball even if we score? Like, that is just... I don't know.
The
that's a problem
thing is, like,
to
the
me.
The players didn't necessarily have to know the rule. The person making
the
decision.
Had,
the coaching.
Well, he made the wrong decision.
Yeah,
the wrong
I think decision. It was the right rule.
Decision,
I don't know.
I love what this team's done, and if they're rolling out all these wide receivers, CMC, you know, another year of Brock just getting better. You know, learning this. It's nothing's changed. This team's going to win, especially in that conference, in that division. Like, this team should walk to the one seed, and do we go from there? Like, I think it's harder for a lot of other teams. I think the NFC is not necessarily great, and I think the Niners are probably the cream of the crop there specifically. Yeah, they have the second best odds for the Super Bowl at 6-1.
Looking at these Super Bowl odds.
Yes.
None of us mentioned the team that has the top five odds to win the Super Bowl right now. None of us mentioned the Buffalo Bills.
No. Yeah.
What is the disconnect between Vegas? Vegas has them as the fifth most likely team, or fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl. Fifth best odds, excuse me. Well, mm-hmm. tied with the Lions. And they didn't get mentioned in our top five. Is the disconnect... Like, we all looked at the roster and saw who they jettisoned and who they lost.
Yes,
this is
a team that got much, much worse.
Still are buying into this.
I'll say it again. Like, you could absolutely sell me on the fact that when we redo this list, you know, week five, that the Bills
we talk to Matt.
Are 5-0.
Usually work,
but they're 5-0, and they've beat the Dolphins, and they've beat the Jets, and Josh Allen's slinging it, and we've got some wide receivers now that we know their names. What's the kid that they drafted that's fucking everybody's
We know
favorite
their
now?
Names? That's Keon Coleman.
Yeah. He is such a fucking sensation that he has to be a bust. That's just how it works.
Second round pick, so he can be fine. So he doesn't have to be.
Sure. I definitely need to see it with Buffalo. With as many players as they got rid of.
They never crossed my mind to make a top five.
No, I would have put the Dolphins on this list in that division before.
There's a lot of teams
that
want
to maybe
put
the
in.
Jets, but probably not.
If we have a couple minutes, I thought about throwing Minnesota on my top five.
They
would be like my honorable mention.
I was sniffing around.
It is such a good situation for a young quarterback back like J.J. Yeah. McCarthy to go to. They've added some pieces on the defensive side of the ball. Brian Flores is the defensive coordinator, or whatever he actually is. He did a really good job with them last year, and the offense should get better when it's not a rotating cast of quarterbacks after like it was after Kirk Cousins got hurt. So
that was
the
team that started like what 0-5 and then won 5 in a row after.
Streaky. Yeah, but like J.J. McCarthy,
it was the Creed effect.
I think is fully poised to be able to go step into a team, right? You roll your eyes.
I mean, I can't get behind the J.J. McCarthy.
Jordan thing. Addison and Justin Jefferson.
It is a really good system. And, like, and I lean more
line.
Towards, like, I hope I don't have the pick where I have to pass on Justin Jefferson in fantasy because I just think that's where we're at. Jordan Addison will be on the block in my dynasty league that I have him in because I don't buy the J.J. McCarthy thing.
I don't
think he's the quarterback for this
system. I'm finding
out
I'm in the minority on this, but...
I could be wrong. I absolutely could be wrong. I'm Kevin just O'Connor. Not buying into it right now. I just can't.
I don't trust. I fully trust Kevin O'Connor.
I mean, I don't.
O'Connor twice. Connell. Yeah, it's Connell.
We do this every week.
I don't know. I think that might be part of the reason that I had the Lions in there too. Is I just. I don't know. I don't necessarily buy the Packers thing.
I love
the Jordan
Packers
Love
too.
Thing. Like we saw it for
I'm
half a
that.
Season. Let's calm
Matt
our
LaFleur
fucking tits.
Is such a good quarter coach.
You know the Bears. I like the Bears. Like obviously they weren't gonna sniff a top five situation, but I do really like this Bears team. Like
Minnesota
I will probably bet the Bears to win that division at some point in time because I could just see it. Like there's that. Like I said, there's the world where the Lions just sort of trip over themselves. That we've seen the best of the Lions. We're gonna see in this current model, and I don't know. The other two teams just maybe aren't as good as we thought they were gonna be. I don't know. I'm not buying the J.J. McCarthy thing. So, no, the Vikings weren't up there for me at all.
One other name on this, just looking at the odds of right now, the futures to win the championship, one name, the first name that we run to that wasn't mentioned on any of our top and bottom list, I think we talked about a little bit, the Dallas Cowboys. Right now they're 17-1, plus 1,700 to win the Super Bowl right now. They're still in the top 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in the top 10.
No.
Is it the same thing with like the Buffalo Bills where it's name recognition? Some people are betting this and the Lions are moving.
Possibly.
This is something that this is a little bit different than draft where it completely moves based on what people are betting. This is, you know, Vegas is setting the lines on this, but the roster suffered so many hits and did not really improve.
Recency biased. It's name recognition. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
There's no recency bias for the Dallas Cowboys. They haven't won a Super Bowl in like generations. So right? Most people's lifetimes.
They're due.
Most NFL football fans' lifetimes.
Most NFL players' lifetimes.
I heard the stat this afternoon that Tom Brady won more playoff games with the Buccaneers than the Cowboys have won since 97. Yeah. So, the thing is with this list, like, what is there? One team behind them that I would take?
The Futures?
Yeah. Like, I get it.
What's the one team behind them you would take?
The Dolphins.
Over the Jets or the Packers?
I almost put the Dolphins in my top five. I think almost.
Dolphins probably should have been in my top five.
The Dolphins are the only team here, I think, below them that I would consider.
But that would
you
be
could,
the coolest,
again,
most
you could
nonchalant.
Sell me on the Jets. I just...
Can you close Super your Bowl. Eyes and imagine Tua Tagovailoa holding up the Lombardi? I can't.
Just
that's
standing
no
there
to him
with,
or Mike
with
McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel just all chilled out.
I just keep thinking that somehow something will derail this team. They're not quite...
It's those
super
two
team
guys.
Or anything like
well,
that.
I agree, but take that scenario and put next to it Dak Prescott, and which one is more likely?
Somehow Dak Prescott?
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, just slightly, and that's what the odds tell you. Neither are great.
Dallas plays Miami, neutral site. Let's say they fucking play, I don't know, MetLife Stadium.
On
not
Mars.
Not MetLife Stadium because we're not taking any. It's Santa Clara. They play in Santa Clara. What's the line?
Everyone's healthy?
Probably
yeah, good to go.
Week one.
Yeah.
Which could be Dallas, what happens week one.
Dallas favored by three.
They're playing there.
They could. Would Dallas be the favorite?
I think so.
The Dolphins be the favorite?
I think Dallas by like three. Or I should talk probably something stupid. Would be like Cowboys by six.
See, I don't know that. I don't
Dolphins
know which team.
Two
would,
and a half?
Like, would Dolphins be the favorite? They're like Dolphins team is so much more athletic and just overall like a better team, but for some reason, and I'm kind of with
it's
you.
It's not a great matchup because the Cowboys' defense is decent. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
All it takes is Parsons getting through their wants and like ending Tua's season. Like,
not the fingers, not the Tua fingers, please.
No fencing clothes, please.
Did you see Tua? Michael Parsons going up against a sumo wrestler.
No.
Yeah.
Pretty evenly matched. He was on a him and CJ Stroud are in Japan right now. CJ Stroud's like side gig as just a guy who talks about football has been phenomenal. I don't know if him and Michael Parsons like just talk a lot or if they
have
a show
seen
or
clips
whatever.
Of him and Parsons
yeah.
talking.
But CJ Stroud is like very good analysis and he's not like just blowing smoke up someone's ass or anything like that. He just kind of gives it as it is, so I appreciate what C.J. Stroud's been doing there. Michael Parsons, I think, did get
think
the best
him,
of
think we can get him to listen to the show and critique it?
I don't know about like show quality and things
last,
like that.
Last thing I got for you guys before we get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
We do officially have a game, right? We talked about this.
Oh.
Schedule hasn't been released yet, but we do have Packers-Eagles. Friday, first Friday of the season.
Yeah.
And, of course, because I'm on the site, there's a line for that game. What do you suppose? Packers technically at the Eagles at Brazil, right?
They're in Sao Paulo.
Yeah. What's the line? Guess the line for fun.
I would guess, like, Eagles 3.5 or 4.5, something like that. I think Eagles would be favored by more than a field goal.
Okay.
I think he's right. Eagles by 5.
Eagles by 1.5.
I That
Bet
feels fair. Like the 1.5 feels like a complete toss up because both teams are fucking traveling to South America. No team has done it before. No
and
team
they
knows
can't
logistics.
Wear green.
They can't wear green. I bet they both do anyway. But I really do like Green Bay.
More,
but like you said, they're just young and like so many things could get derailed.
I didn't even think about Eagles when I was putting together a top five, but I thought about the Packers for a minute.
Eagles. Like Eagles plus Saquon plus draft.
Do you really like the Saquon thing? But it could be a weird thing where
could also he could be a double agent.
As
you know?
he
could sabotage the team from within.
As Jason Kelce told him on the podcast, man, don't go down at the one. Don't do it. You got to get in the end zone. That's my fear with him. I've got him on multiple fantasy rosters, dynasty leagues. All right, guys, that is going to do it for us this week. If we get that schedule released this week, we can talk about that next weekend. If not, we are rolling into full off-season mode. So if you guys got anything you'd like us to talk about, we're going to start putting together a list and banking some episodes. If big news happens, we'll still talk about it, clip it in two episodes, things like that. But I think we're pretty chill until July.
Yes. Yeah. And then
when we start doing fan previews, which is generally like the second week of July.
I'm just over here singing Secret Agent Man now. But okay. Right.
Saquon.
Gotta get this together. Get it edited. I got a hockey game to watch tonight, kids. So I'm gonna get the hell out of here.
Nighttime?
Game 7. Nighttime. Dallas Stars.
It's getting night.
Fuck you, by the way, Jen. Fucking asshole.
Did you guys watch Indiana Fever preseason on Friday?
I saw the clips. No. Saw that amazing photo.
Yeah. I legitimately thought about watching WNBA preseason. So A, that's indication of how what I'm looking for in sports right now. And B, shows the Caitlin Clark effect.
I'm actually like probably going to go to a WNBA game when I'm in Vegas in July. Go see Kate play. So should be a good time.
Secret
Do you know that the Cavaliers and the Magic were in a series? I don't know if that finished or not. I've just been watching whatever pops up. Literally just been watching whatever sports I can get my hand on because we're through the draft and
I haven't really been following too much of the NBAs. I've been on the NHL bandwagon, but I do have a futures bet that is still currently alive as we're speaking, three-team parlay. So seeing if we can get that done. Big old free bet that would pay out nicely. It won't hit, but here we are. All right, that's going to do it. We'll be back next week talking about something. Who knows what, but
probably
football?
Maybe football.
Be back in your ear holes talking about
WNBA.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Secret.
Fantasy draft WNBA players.
Secret.
Caitlin Clark 1-1.
I mean,
I don't know how scoring works, I guess, but I feel like if you score a lot of points, you're going to score a lot of points.
I don't know any other names.
Fair points. I got to do research, champ.
Aaliyah Boston, Asia Wilson.
Took the one name I knew.
Kelsey Plum.
All right. Until then, for these two fucksticks.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
This has been Just Another Football Show.
Bye.
See ya.